And then we got Ray Comfort in Huntington Beach. You know, we got, by the way, the Ray Comfort is like the liberal of the Calvinists, right? Lame. And here's the thing, John MacArthur doesn't do any soul winning, but Ray Comfort supposedly does, right? Him and his New Zealand accent, you know, quoting New King James Version verses, he ain't getting no one saved.
Right.
He's making people twofold the child of hell.
Right.
Now, here's the funny thing. I was talking to someone about the post-trib conference about this. I remember I used to watch a lot of those videos. And I saw this one guy, he approached this guy in Huntington Beach, and this guy was a drunk. I mean, he was drunk, right? He didn't even have a shirt on. He had, like, shorts. He was drunk, but he was saved.
Amen.
He was a saved guy, okay? And he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ray Comfort came, and he's just like, you know, do you believe, you know, that you're saved? And he's just like, yeah, you just got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes, but are you living in holiness? You know, and the guy's like, no, but I believed on Christ already. He goes, but you know, you haven't turned from your sin and you haven't repented of your sin. And the Bible says you have to repent of your sin in order to be saved. He's like, no, you just got to believe. I mean, as drunk as you can sound. I'm talking about stumbling. Like, he's just like, no, it's just by believe only, you know? And Ray Comfort was getting pretty pissed. Like, he's just like, it's for repenting of your sin. You're not living in holiness. And he's just like, all I got to do is believe. And God used this drunk.
Amen.
This drunk, you know, to teach this Calvinist, all you got to do is believe. Amen. I mean, the guy who's intoxicated knows that.
Yeah.
But yet, Ray Comfort and all his theological cemeteries can't even come to that conclusion.